Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, personal, and objective relationship with God. This is something that you can know that you're having a relationship with Him. We're not to put off till someday what God wants with us now. We've been talking a lot about the supernatural realm and how that pertains to our overarching goal. Most of us are fully familiar with the natural realm. That's unfortunately where we spend most of our focus, most of our attention. And if you look around right now, what your natural eyes see is the natural realm. And if you're using your natural eyes to see it, those natural eyes are part of the natural realm. But you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Where you live in your body is not who you are. It's a temporary dwelling place. As a spirit being, that spiritual realm, you are already fully inhabiting it in your spirit. And you're fully communicating with God in your spirit. Our great challenge is predominantly in the supernatural realm. Now, the part of us that relates to the supernatural realm is our soul. Just as your body relates to the natural realm and your spirit relates to the spiritual realm, your soul relates to the supernatural realm. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. And for our purposes, when we refer to our heart, besides our blood pumping station, we are referring to our soul, our mind, will, and emotions. What we're going to get into regarding the supernatural realm is not necessarily taking into consideration what others have taught. And we're not out to correct or modify or dovetail in with what anybody else is teaching or has taught. Our goal instead is to put this information out there so that you can develop that relationship with God that He wants with you. Our purpose is not focused on getting you equipped to go out and change the world. If God wanted the world changed, He'd change it. He doesn't need our help to change it. So what is our role in this world, in this earth? We see so many things that need to be taken care of that don't line up with our perception of what God wants. As we stay focused on His purposes for us, then we are actually the less we are focused on what is going on in the world and focused on who we are, spirit beings, the more we are available to impact the world, because the less we will be interfering with his direct life flowing from him to the world. When we insert our own soul, our mind, will, and emotions, we change that life that is coming from his very being. As a spirit, soul, and body in this world, the spirit within you, your spirit, who you are, your spirit nature, will ultimately flow perfectly through your soul, through your body, to this world. So, you want to see the world changed? Focus on God. Deal with your flesh. Know him. Be able to hear him. Get your wounds healed. We all think we know what God's will and purpose is in any given situation. Or we figure we can figure it out. And God certainly would want this, that, or the other thing. You know, we all have an idea about who should win in what election. And yet I wonder sometimes if we're just making assumptions. We are putting our own interpretations or conclusions and thinking God is bound by them. For instance, in any war where there's two sides, there's Christians on either side, and there may be two groups of Christians praying on either side. Now, one side's going to win, one side's going to lose. Is the side that loses going to conclude that there is no God? If we set ourselves up that it is our job, our duty, our responsibility to make God's will happen, we are setting ourselves up to be diametrically opposed to God's purposes in our life. Now, having said that, God is, again, absolutely able and is fully involved in everything going on in the world. He is managing every microsecond, every micro circumstance, just as he is in our lives. So the point is not regarding whether he knows, whether he cares. We don't need to storm heaven to make sure he knows what's going on. So what eventually it will look like basically picture him giving you an assignment. Once you have become fully, completely submitted to him, joined with him, in union with him, just as Jesus, what did he do? He came, he was taught by the Father how to be what the Father wanted him to be in this earth. And then all he had to do was do what the Father wanted him to do. Now, eventually it was explained to him, this is what your role is, this is what your job will be. And he did it. We kind of switch it around. We kind of want to know what our job is, our project is, before coming into complete union with God. Now, here an example of that would be, say you're in a particular community where there's a lot of crime. And over time, the Lord reveals to you, because you've been in submission to Him and learning and focused on Him. And by submission, what I mean is your soul and your body are being brought into submission to your spirit. Okay, so it's all personal. It's not about you living a certain way, even though that may be a part, or it's not something you can do. It's because you have allowed the Lord to make the changes in you. But you've come into wholeness, into union with yourself in Him. So you're able to hear Him. You have that confidence, and He has changed you. And you are aware and able to function in the supernatural realm as a spirit being. And you have full awareness and skill and are developing greater skill in functioning in the supernatural realm as one who has authority over the supernatural realm. And say the Lord reveals to you and shows you the cause of the crime in your neighborhood. And He says, this is your responsibility. Deal with the root cause. And perhaps we know exactly how to do it, or perhaps we need to learn how to do it. And so the outcome, we will know when it's accomplished, when the crime rate drops in our neighborhood. And this may or may not have any recognition in the natural realm, in your neighborhood. We're not talking about necessarily, I mean, this may be something God calls you to do, says this is going to be part of it, is to get the community activated. But generally speaking, your work is going to be behind the scenes, coming from a natural perspective. In other words, it's going to be seen in the spiritual realm, in the supernatural realm, but not necessarily in the natural realm. In other words, you're not going to get recognition for it, and you may not even see the direct effects as they happen. Ultimately, because the problem is in the spirit, in the natural, it will have an effect. So now as we learn to do that, we are also, we will also recognize that our responsibility and authority is global. Just as Jesus changed everything by what He did 2,000 years ago. You know, when you look at how little He traveled, you know, and we think in order to change things, we have to go there. We have to go and, you know, minister, be an evangelist to hundreds of thousands of people. He changed everything by union, being in union with His Father. So we're not talking about needing to have a ministry or be recognized in any way, shape, or form. So that's what's going on in the supernatural realm. not about how, you know, what spectacular things go on. You know, when Jesus said, "These things shall you do, and greater things," he did want us to want these things, these supernatural experiences. And he did want us, and does want us, to operate in gifts, and I'm just going to use them as skills, okay, because we all have capabilities that God put within each one of us. So that's not an issue. But the focus is not going to be on our success or failure as to how well or how spectacularly we operate in the supernatural. Our focus for success will be on hearing the Lord say, "Okay, you've learned what you need to learn here. Here's your next homework assignment." And remember, God is your teacher. Okay, he's your guidance counselor. He's your instructor. He's going to tell you what you need to learn at any given time and how to learn it. And then he arranges your day so you can learn what he wants you to learn. A lot of times we want to skip grades. But he does want us to want what he wants us to have. So hopefully, and we're spending a lot of time in the Saturday morning, the practical applications of some of this, and how to set goals for learning positive aspects of the supernatural, how to do it. So we're going to talk about some things, but really to get you going, for you to put these effects into every aspect of your life. Okay? There's an assumption. We're going forward with an assumption that you are waiting on God, that you are cultivating a quiet lifestyle, and that you're comfortable with hearing his voice and testing his voice and knowing how to hear his voice distinctly from all others. So we're moving forward with that assumption. We'll continually remind ourselves to test what we're hearing. But we're not going to revisit that whole process every time. So last week we talked about the attitudes, the four attitudes that we can have towards supernatural experiences. Those were the positive, the negative, the neutral, and the ignorant. And just going to revisit the ignorant, because this is where we want to address our teaching opportunities. A lot of times we think ignorance is bliss. You know, if we're not aware of our responsibilities, we're not obligated, or we're not going to be held accountable for fulfilling that obligation. And that's just not true. If you don't know that you're supposed to eat to stay alive, to keep your body fueled up, not knowing is not going to keep your body from dying. And that's basically how important getting your life from God is. your source of life, now that you are a spirit being, only comes from God. If you are relying on your soul to give you life, you're developing flesh, self-life. You are increasing the obstacles between you and God. If you are relying on your natural abilities or skills, you are opposing your true nature as a spirit being. And God will not let you live that way. And you yourself will not let you live that way. So what do we have then? We have these attitudes where if we don't understand God's purpose for us, we will have a skewed view of what is going on in our relationship to the supernatural realm. Or we will be ignorant of the supernatural realm. Now, ignorance of the supernatural realm and our involvement is no excuse. Again, we see in our lives that there's something missing, that there's something more. God makes that clear to us. He entices us to know more about it. We may make our own wrong decisions about it, but ignorance of it is no excuse for not receiving our life from God rather than from the supernatural or the natural. And ignorance of the supernatural also makes us vulnerable to all of our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. The supernatural realm that we're talking about is the main battleground for our life here on earth. Not doing your homework and failing to fully engage in life now merely puts off till later what God has arranged at great expense to accomplish in your life now. Remaining in ignorance regarding the supernatural will not in any way benefit us in regard to whatever is coming in the next age, and in fact it will probably hinder us. There are things that we need to learn, skills we need to develop, senses we need to fine-tune regarding the supernatural realm that we will need in the next age, the next thing that's coming for us as individuals. So ignorance is not bliss. It makes us vulnerable. And ignorance of the supernatural keeps us from knowing God, because it keeps us from behaving according to our true nature, spirit nature, which has authority and responsibility over the supernatural realm. Okay? God is your Father. He is King of all. You are His Son. Jesus is your older brother. Whatever He has inherited, you have inherited. You are co-inheritors and joint heirs. Everything was given to the Son, and He gives everything to us as His younger brothers. Just as He had full authority and responsibility while He walked here on this earth, you know, He could have changed everything. He could have abolished slavery. He could have removed death from the earth. He could have done everything we think should have been should be done here in our lives now. He could have removed poverty, ill sickness. He could have changed everything and to perfection. But he resisted that temptation. And instead, focused on and only acted on what his father said. So if we are not engaging the supernatural realm, we cannot be fully engaging our true identity as joint heirs and co-inheritors. That's our job now. So what exactly are supernatural experiences? They can be broadly defined as the reality of the spiritual and natural realms breaking through or and or being revealed to our soul, which exists in the supernatural realm. What is going on in the supernatural realm in the spirit we are already fully aware of. In the natural, we are not at all aware of. But regardless of that, it's going on. So into the supernatural realm, we bring our awareness of our true being, our responsibility and authority, as well as our natural being, our physical being. So that there will be times when we will have using our natural senses to see into the supernatural realm, and also having our supernatural senses tuned to what is already going on in the supernatural realm. This is why learning to wait on the Lord is so important. And being able to hear His voice is so important. Again, remember, you are right now having supernatural experiences because you are interacting with the supernatural realm. It's just you are not aware of them, those experiences. So all we're doing is we are going to learn how to become aware of what is already going on in the supernatural realm. It is only by having our senses tuned to God, to the spirit realm, to His reality, that we will be able to see from His vantage point in our soul. He changes, fine-tunes, makes sensitive. He removes the veil and gives clarity to our soulical senses so that we can see into the supernatural realm and work our way through the supernatural realm, using both our soulical senses and our natural senses. So the supernatural realm we could think of as being between our body and our spirit. So we will be bringing both our body and our spirit to bear in learning to navigate whatever challenges God has for us in the supernatural realm. He cleans out our ears, He lifts the veil from our eyes, and He sensitizes us to everything He is doing in the supernatural realm. And we become aware of what's already going on. So that's our show for today. We'll pick it up there. But be thinking about that. Be pondering about the whole concept that the supernatural realm experiences are already going on in your life. But we need to depend on Him. We need to depend on the Lord to train us. We aren't going to be able to pick up on our own what skills and focus we need. It's like a kid in a candy store. It's overwhelming. So let's let the Lord direct us to exactly what we need at any given time. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great morning, and I'll see you 9:30 or 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. Have a great rest of the week.